Acts chapter 7, verses 58 through 60. A standing ovation. If there's one thing that we like, and that is, we like to be encouraged. We like it when people cheer us on. And there's nothing wrong with that. We were created that way.
All right, then.
Nothing is more powerful than when you're at that football game and people are cheering and the excitement and the energy that is in the stadium is going forward. It makes you feel like your voice really matters. That if you scream a little louder, your team really will come through for you. It's a wonderful thing to even be a player. And while you're on that football field, a basketball court, to know that someone think enough of you to cheer you on.
All right, now.
When someone is cheering you on, you are determined that you have to be faithful because someone else is depending on you.
Amen.
This morning, I want to introduce to you a young man by the name of Stephen.
Yes, Lord.
Stephen is a young man in which he began to go through some things in life. And as Stephen began to go through some things in life, his last day, he discovered that there are some people that was cheering him on. Now, what is it about Stephen that you have to know is that in the book of Acts, when Jesus had ascended to heaven and the Holy Spirit had descended to the earth, when the Holy Spirit descended, the power of God came down on the earth. The problem with Jesus being on earth, yes, that's what I said. The problem with Jesus being on earth is that Jesus was one place at a time. When Jesus ascended to heaven, he says, I'm going to send you a comforter, the Holy Spirit. So because Jesus was one place at one time, when he ascended and the Holy Spirit descended, the Holy Spirit now lives inside of us. And so now Jesus, God, is every place all at the same time.
Right.
It's called being omnipresent.
Right.
It's having the ability to be everywhere all the time.
Yeah.
Now, inside of you rests the Holy Spirit. So in the midst of your loneliness, in the midst of you going through something, God gives us the blessed assurance of knowing that he's right there.
Right.
Now, the body of God is not there because God is a spirit and he doesn't have a body. So the body that is required is your body. So God, the spirit, steps into your body and he says in the midst of going through something, you need to know that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Now the he that he refers to is the Holy Spirit. Now the Holy Spirit is not a thing. The Holy Spirit is not an it. The Holy Spirit is the third part of the Trinity. The Holy Spirit is a person, a spirit, and the Holy Spirit is a he.
Alright now.
We get freaked out when we hear about the Holy Spirit. And we begin to hear about the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost makes us do crazy stuff. Freaky stuff. It makes you dance. It makes you cry when nobody is around you. It makes you just forgive folks when they slid you in the back. It makes you love on folks when they don't deserve your love. The Holy Spirit makes you give your last when people are still hating on you. And so we want to control what we do in life. And God is saying, but I need you to be in a place where you understand that I don't need you to control the situation. I need for you to let go and let God. You have to invite the Holy Spirit into your life. Now when the Holy Spirit comes into your life, the Holy Spirit brings with himself the power that is needed for you to overcome every situation in your life. Now the same demons and devils that you faced on yesterday, God says, being taken care of.
That's right.
And because the widows were not being taken care of, it says, look out among you and choose men that is filled with the Holy Spirit.
All right now.
And he says, these men shall be called deacons.
That's right.
Now, the word deacon of deacon, it means to serve.
That's right.
Does it mean to sit on the front row, stand up and wear a badge? That's not it. Their responsibility is to serve you.
That's right.
That's why they get in the van and go pick you up.
That's right.
That's why they take care of your children on Tuesday night and on Sunday morning. That's why they make sure that the church is being taken care of.
That's right.
Because they are serving you.
That's right.
That's what it means to be
that's
a deacon.
Right.
It means to serve. Now, when you are about God's business, watch out. Hell will break through in your life.
Yes, it will.
When you are about what God is calling you, watch out. The haters will come.
That's
the
right.
Backbiters will come.
Yes.
The liars will come.
Yes.
Watch out when you become about God's business.
All right.
Now, Satan doesn't have problems with you as long as you're doing his stuff.
That's right.
As long as you're in the club. As long as you're not proclaiming the name of Jesus.
That's right.
As long as you have no faith, he doesn't have issues with you. That's why before you came into the church, it appeared as though your life was just smooth.
Yeah.
Oh, you remember?
Yeah.
When you're in the club, you didn't need money. Just go. Somebody will buy you a beer. I'm talking to somebody. You just go. That's right. Don't get holy on it. I know where you came from, and I know where I came from. Oh, you're not holy. You remember when you were in the world, and you didn't have the $20, but you can always find somebody to loan you something when you were in the world. When I was in the world, it seems like everything was going okay. I come into the church, now sickness is all around me. I come into the church and I stop tricking the way I used to trick. Come on, I stop tricking and now I can't get my bills paid.
That's right.
That's right.
Sin begin to go about God's business.
Yes.
Stephen made one fatal mistake.
Yes, Lord.
He started telling his friends about his salvation.
That's right.
See, some of us can't say amen to that because we're not testifying about the goodness of God. Some folks know what team you like. Some folks know everything about you except the God that you serve. Everybody in 2010 is coming out of the closet. See, once upon a time, if you had some issues, I'm talking about some homosexual issues. That knows the truth, knows the way, knows the light, but refuse to change. I wonder if I'm talking to any stiffness in here this morning. Where God is calling you to do something. That talent that you have inside. God is saying, get up, use it, go for it. I got a plan for you. But your pain, a friend told you that won't work. And somebody told you that Pookie them tried it. And Ray Ray them tried it. And so you think that you can't do it because Ray Ray didn't do it. Ray Ray. You got to know that you're connected to him. Tied up, tangled in him. And everything that you touch, it shall prosper. Because you're a child of God. I'm talking to somebody. You don't see how God is going to work out your situation. But God is saying, if you step out on faith, I'll meet you right there. Now, if you be about my business, I'm going to take care of you. But you won't see God until you step.
All right, then.
You won't see God until you step.
All right, now.
Stephen says, now, I'm going to cry out with a loud voice in verse number 57. When he did, the Bible says they stopped their ears.
That's right.
You got some co-workers.
That's right.
Every time you start talking about Jesus,
yeah,
they stop their ears. Mm-hmm. Every time you bring up some faith again, they tell you you're crazy. But as soon as they begin to go through something, somehow they find your little cue. See, all the dead demons are not dead. You still got some folk that slide into your cubicle, but they don't want nobody else to know that they're coming to you to know about the God that you serve. See, God says, listen, when you're going through something, God says, I always got a ram in the bush. For somebody, you a ram in the bush. For somebody who thinks their life is over, God is using you in this life so that you can testify to the goodness of God. You got to know why you're here. You got to know who you belong to. When I know I belong to God, then I know that nothing can stop me. God has a plan for my life. And I know I got to go through something. It's the process. But God got a plan for my life. Stephen says, I'm going through something.
Yes, yes.
Now watch me.
Yes,
they begin to stone Stephen. And as they begin to stone Stephen, the Bible says, now they cast him out of the city, and they stone him, and the witnesses laid down their clothes at the young man's feet named Saul.
Yeah.
And they stone Stephen. Now, what you got to know is that before they stone Stephen,
right.
But he says, now I looked toward the hill.
That's right.
It's coming, my
yes,
help.
Lord.
I know you got some stuff on your left this morning. I know you got some stuff on your right this morning. But I dare you to look toward the hill with coming, your help. I know it looks bad. See a way out, but look toward the hill with coming your help. You see, God is saying, if you focus on me, I'll walk you straight through your mess. I don't care who started it. I don't care how bad it is. I don't care how stinky it is. I'll walk you through your mess if you believe in God.
Yeah.
Yeah. She says, I'm going to focus on God.
Yes, Lord.
And that's point number one, is your focus.
Right. Focus.
Stephen is saying, I'm going through something this morning.
Yes.
And as I begin to go through, he says, I saw heaven.
Yes.
Now, you got to follow me here. I'm almost done. He says, when I looked to
heaven,
he says, I saw the glory of God.
Yes. Yes.
In the midst of your dark days, look toward heaven, and you'll see the glory of God.
Yes.
Now, the glory of God may not be who you think the glory of God is. The glory of God may be your enemy, which God is making your footstool.
Yeah.
See, but you got to look at the glory of God.
Yeah.
The glory of God, the Shekinah glory of God. God is saying, in it I am. And so whatever it is you begin to go through, don't you get so attached to this person is going to bless me and that person is going to bless me. Sometimes God will use somebody to bless you who straight don't like you.
That's right. That's right.
I ain't thinking about him. I don't want him to do nothing for me.
Yeah.
Baby, I may not like you. I may not care nothing about you. If God put you in my path to bless me, I'm going to get your blessing, and I'm going to lift him to the hill, and I'm going to pray over him, and I'm going to search about, and I'm going to use what it is that God has allowed me to get. Stephen says, I looked toward the heaven, and I saw the glory. His focus was on heaven. Now, as his focus turned toward heaven, he says one thing that messed me up. What he says is that, he says, when I look to heaven, he says, I saw Jesus standing at the right hand
of the Father. Yes, yes. All right.
Standing. What my problem with that is that I know in Romans 8:34, the Bible declares that Jesus is seated.
All right, now.
At the right hand of God.
All right.
Now, Stephen says, I'm going through something.
Yes.
And what I expect is for God to be seated at the right hand of God.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, when he begins to go through his darkened hour, he says, Jesus is standing at the right hand of God. Remember we talk about standing ovation.
Yeah.
You got to get this.
Yeah.
See, sometimes we wonder, how do we move God? And when Stephen was going through something, point number one, he kept his focus. Now, because his focus was right, he understood that everything else would be in line. Because his focus was straight, point number two is that his faithfulness was also in line. What he says is, God received my spirit. He know he's going to come through. He know they may kill me. They may lie on me. They may call me everything but a child of God. But I'm faithful to the God who sent me. And if you're faithful to God, he knows that's the thing that moves God. I just blessed somebody this morning. What God is interested in is your faithfulness. In the midst of going through something, do you still stand on the word? In the midst of going through something, do you still believe that he'll save you? In the midst of going through something and you sick, do you still believe him to be a doctor in your sick room? In the midst of your bad court experience, do you still believe him to be a lawyer in your courtroom? In the midst of going through something, bills passed, do you still believe him to supply all of your needs? Are you faithful? Stephen says, I'm focused, and I got to remain faithful. Now, because they were stoning Stephen, Stephen is bleeding. Stephen is about to die. And Stephen is still concerned about being faithful. Let me share a little bit about me this morning. I ain't talking about you. When I'm going through something, faithfulness is not my word. My word is fight. When I'm going through something, I'm not really concerned about being faithful to the call. Sometimes when I'm going through something, I'm not even thinking about God. Sometimes I just want to get him and I just want to get her. Come on, say amen. I'm talking authority, it represents power.
Yeah.
And so the Bible says that Jesus is seated at the right hand of God.
Right.
Stephen began to get stoned. As Stephen is getting stoned, he focused to heaven. He sees the glory of God. When he sees the glory of God, his faithfulness is still there. And what he says is, I see Jesus standing up.
That's right.
On that day.
Yeah.
I want Jesus to stand up for me and give me a standing ovation and say, God, well done. My good and faithful son. You've been faithful over here. Come on in and rest a little while. You see, Stephen is teaching us. Stephen is teaching us how to do God. When you're faithful to God, God is saying, I know you're going through something. Is right.
Yes.
My faithfulness is right.
Yes.
And point number three, he says forgiveness.
Yes.
He's been stoned.
Forgiveness.
And he says, charge not this to thee.
That's right.
You say, what, Stephen?
Yes, Lord.
Now, I know what God is doing to me.
Yes.
You want me to say, charge it not to him? No, charge him twice. That's how it is.
That's right.
Forgiveness is when you let go. And the truth of the matter is, forgiveness doesn't have to do with the other person. It has to do with you. Because you begin to carry stuff that you need to let go of. And see, we come into the presence of God and on our back we got issues. Something that Tommy did. Something that Gloria did. Something that this person did. All this stuff that we're going through and we're carrying this stuff. See, I love in the Bible where it says, unless a camel, big camel, it says, in order for this camel to go through the eye of a needle, and baby, he got to take some stuff off his back. You got some stuff in your pack this morning. And God is calling you this morning to unpack. You know, worried about the bills, go ahead and take it off. God puts you on one knee. You know, worried about what they're going to do to you, go ahead and take that off. That puts you on two knees. You know whether or not God is going to show up, go ahead and take that off too. That puts you on your face. And see, when you learn to unpack all the stuff that you carry in your life, then I am not carrying that foolishness. You may not forgive me, but I forgave you. So if I let go, I don't care if you don't let go. Baby, I'm going to free you. So if I'm free, you can carry what you want to carry. Situation, fly above the circumstances because I'm free. And Stephen says, you got to learn to forgive folks. What, in spite of what they do to you, you got to forgive them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But you don't know what they did.
Have mercy.
God is saying, but you don't know what you did to me.
All right.
Imagine if God carried everything that we carry.
All right, now.
And you know the disciples' prayer says, forgive them as you forgive.
Yeah.
So in order for God to forgive you, he says, I'm going to forgive you the same way that you pray and ask me to forgive
them.
Somebody here this morning, you're carrying something, And God is saying, let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go right now. But listen. No. Just let it go.
Let it go.
But this is what happened. No.
Let it go.
Let it go. See, when you learn to let go, what you learn is that letting go
releases you.
Get you free. You're holding on to stuff and you can't even remember what the person did.
All right, now.
You gotta let it go. And that person is smiling, that person is happy, and that person is going on with life. And you see it with your lips out. Can't remember why. But then, there they go, they go. In another relationship, another job, gone beyond you, and you still carry. What good is that to you? So here you are sitting worried about some stuff. And God is saying,
Let go.
Let go.
Yeah.
See, in order for us to move God, we have to focus on God. Be faithful in our focus. Yeah. And we have to learn to forgive. Yeah. Those are the three points that Stephen teaches us. Very, very simple. When we do those things, where the Bible declares that Jesus is seated, now Jesus stands.
Yeah. Standing up.
I really want to get to the pearly gates.
Have mercy.
And when I get there, I really want Jesus to stand up and say, John, well done.
That's right.
Now, I know what they did to you, but you stay faithful.
Yes, Lord.
John, well done. I know I didn't give you what I gave everybody else, and you just had a few, but you were faithful over the few.
Yes,
John, well done. I know that your title wasn't what somebody else's title was, but you were faithful over what I gave you. Job well done. You see, we got to learn to be faithful where we are. If God gives us nothing else, He already gave us enough. He gave us health. He gave us strength. He gave us love. He gave us family. He gave us a job. He's already given us enough. And He gave us, most importantly, His only begotten Son.
That's right.
Jesus stripped Him up on an old rugged cross. And He says, I'll die for you. I know what you did. I know what you're thinking. I know that you're stiff-necked. But I still will die for you. And He says, for me to die for you, I need for you to die to yourself for me. And what that means is that all that pride, ego, and arrogance that we have, He says, kill it.
All right.
Kill it. Oh, no, I'm going to get her back. And God is saying, kill it. See, the reason that God is not using us is because it's so much stuff going on inside of us. It's a mess going on inside of us. See, we got to remember who did what. We got to keep tabs of this. And He said, just let go. God is speaking to someone this morning as the deacons come forth. Just let go. Something is on your heart. Just stand with me this morning. I want to move you into the presence of the Lord this morning. I just want you just to let go this morning. I want you to let go this morning. Something that you're dealing with this morning. Something that you're going through this morning. Just let it go this morning. With everyone this morning. Don't worry about what you hear in the atmosphere. You need to be right with God this morning. God is calling you this morning to let go. With everyone this morning, not sure about your relationship with God. With everyone. No church home, no covering. Drifted from God. And God is calling you this morning to return unto Him. That's where God wants you to be this morning. With everyone this morning. You want to start all over again. It's you that God is calling. With everyone. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord.